सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्। ॐ श्रीनारदाय नमो नमः।
So we were discussing how to cross Maya. Naraji has taken up this topic, how to cross Maya. Very important topic. How to cross Maya. So he said there are 12 conditions to be accomplished. 12 conditions to be accomplished to reach that state. So we have seen some of them. Just to recap, yaha sangam tyajati. Give up the attachment to the sense objects, to vishaya. He is saying give up the attachment to sense objects, not give up sense objects. Yah mahanubhavam sevate, who serves the great masters. Nirmamo bhavati, renounces the minus, mamatva. There is no mamatva, minus. Vivikta sthanam, a solitude place. In solitude place, in undisturbed place, we come to know about our own mind. What is the state of our mind? We come to know about it. So a lot of thoughts come in that state. And you come to know what are the vasanas there inside us. Okay. And also when we go to solitude place, we come to know that we can stay without many things. We can stay without many things. You don't carry your microwave or iron and all those things in the solitude place. So there you learn, oh, I can live even without many things. Vivikta means also self, and self is different from all others. Self is different from all others. Atma is one. We don't have any other thing which we can compare to Atman. And that Atman is Adhishtan, the substratum, and all other things are Adhyas, the superimposition on that. Therefore, Atma is altogether different from everything in the world. We can't give another example. Can you give me a similar example of Brahma? Can you explain Brahma with an example? No. Examples have got limitations. So when we come to know about ourself is different from others, then the mind starts going toward self. Oh, I want to know this self. Lokbandham unmuluyati. Lokbandham. We worry about, pata nahi log kya kahenge, what the people will say. Why you are worrying? People are not concerned. They are not at all concerned. It is only the spiritual, ignorant people, they will talk in the party about the food, about your clothing, about your abharnam, jewelry, or your car, or your home. Those are all spiritually ignorant people, spiritually ignorant. Otherwise, nobody is concerned. Nobody is concerned. You see, we go to Dhatan Mall. We always wear the white dress. Nobody is bothered. It's a very simple dress, pajama and Punjabi is a very simple thing. But once a while in 6 months, 9 months, somebody says, oh, you look very good, your dress is very good. Some people appreciate. Otherwise, nobody is concerned. What are you wearing? Nobody is concerned about that. Nistraigunya bhavati. You see, the trigun is maya. Trigunatmika Maya. What is Maya? Maya is Trigun, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, Trigun. And this Trigun binds us. It is the Maya which binds us. And what is the Trigun? These are the moods of mind. Sattvic mind, Rajasic mind, Tamasic mind. We have seen in Bhagavad Gita in detail. Okay. And what is the Adesh or the instruction or direction of Lord in Bhagavad Gita? Nitya Sattvastha Bhava Arjuna. O Arjuna, you come to the state of Sattva only. So by effort we have to come from Tamas to Rajas, Rajas to Sattva. That is our effort. We have to put in that effort to come to Sattva. So what is this Tamogun? Tamogun is Avaran Shakti, veiling power. It veils, it covers. It covers what? It covers Atman. It covers Atman inside and the Brahman outside. Rajas. What is Rajas? Vichep Shakti, projecting power. What is this projecting power? After Tamas has veiled the truth, reality, then comes the function of Rajogun. Rajogun, what the Rajogun will do? It will project something else. So Tamogun in us has covered the Atman. We are not able to experience Atman. And after that it has projected, Rajogun has projected that we are this body. And outside the Brahman, the substratum of the whole world is covered and the whole world is projected by the Rajogun. We are not able to see the substratum of the whole world. We are seeing the world outside, which is a effect of Rajogun. Then what is Sattvagun? Sattvagun is the Vivek Shakti. Vivek Shakti. By this power, we discriminate between Atman and Anatman and come out of Maya. So in Maya itself, Rajo and Tamogun binds us and the Sattvagun helps us to come out of Maya. Therefore, Bhagavan says in Bhagavad Gita, Nitya Sattvastha Bhava Arjuna, O Arjuna, come to Sattvagun. When the Sattvagun comes, then you will be able to discriminate. You will be able to discriminate. If you don't do discrimination, what will happen? You continue to be like that. You will be under the sway of gunas, three gunas. They will bind you. And after that, we will go from one birth to another birth. Continuous journey will be there. Yo yog chemam tejati. Yog and chemam tejati. You have to renounce yog and shame. What is yoga? Apraptasya praptam. Gaining of ungained. Gaining of ungained is yoga. What is shame? Praptasya rakshanam. Protection of what you have gained. That is rakshanam. If you try to see your own life, you will find the whole life goes into yoga and shame only. Continuously we are trying to acquire something or gain something, and whole life we are trying to protect whatever we have got. That's all. A major part of our life goes into yoga and shame. You see, in the beginning, when we started our life, so we were worried about the roti, kapda, makan. Khana chahiye, there should be a roof above our head and we should have some dress to wear, roti kapda makan. For that, okay, chalo, job karo. And we wanted to protect our job. A permanent hona chahiye. Everybody is looking for the permanent job. And if this job is gone, we try to get another job. We try to get other job and make it again. Protect that job also. So these are normal worries. We have to worry about that because we need that. Then slowly, 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 when we are little bit established, we slowly raise our standard of living. Is it not so? Now I was staying in condo. Now I need something else. Now I need 3-bedroom, 2-bedroom, 2 cars. Maybe 1 racing car. Or 1 car for summer with the hoods has to go up, down. Standard of living. Now job gone. Think. Now job gone. You can't now come down from that standard of living. It's difficult. It is difficult. Going back to condo again is difficult. We raise our standard of living. Okay. Then people make their name and fame. With great difficulty we create our name and fame. Oh, he is so and so. He is a big officer in such and such a company. But if you commit one small mistake, your image is tarnished. Khatam. But the same mistake done by the ordinary person, nobody bothers. So there also, name and fame, we have created, and now we want to protect it. It should remain like this. Protect. Yoga and shame is continuing there also. In the spiritual seeker, with great difficulty, we get sat sampatti, samdham. To maintain is also very difficult. To control your mind and senses is a continuous process. That is also difficult. Again, yoga and shame is continuing there also. So Naradji said, yoga shemam tejati. You have to renounce yoga and shame. How to renounce yoga and shame? Should I not earn? Yoga means should I not earn? Or shame means should I give up all my previous savings? I should protect. I should earn also. I should protect also. So answer to this is that we should earn and whatever is required, you should gain also. We should retain our job also. But most of our time goes into the worrying about yoga and shame. The problem is the time goes in worrying about that. See, if you want something, a new car, you start planning for a long period of time. You want to upgrade. You're planning for a long time, worrying. And then after that, protecting. Continuously doing that. So what should we do? Should we not worry? Lord says, don't worry. Don't worry. We should take the help of Lord. Take the help of Lord? Yes. Lord has said, yoga shem baham yaham. I will take care of your yoga and shem. But you have to do one thing. Instead of worrying about the yoga and shem, you start thinking about me. That's all. Lord wants us to think about him. He will take care of our yoga and shame. And there are many such stories in our history where Lord has come in different form and given the things which is required or protected the things also. There are many stories. Yoga, shame, bahamyam. So Lord said, whatever I say, whatever I suggest you, give you advice, you act in that way. Your duty is to act in that particular way, the way I am suggesting you. In Bhagavad Gita, today we will be seeing how the Lord has said what to do in our life. Very clearly say, you do this thing, this is your job. Rest of the thing, I will take care. I will take care. Okay. So we should all act according to the advice of Lord. And yoga and shame, Lord will take care. So our job is to do our duty properly. And the Lord will take care of both our material and spiritual requirements. So he is the head of department of both spiritual things and material things. Whatever you need, he is ready to give us. Okay. So what we should do? Bury our worries. What should be done by us? Bury your worries. And whatever time is saved, think about the Lord. Yoga and same will happen. Next sutra, sutra number 48.
Yaha karma phalam tyajati.
Yaha karma phalam tyajati.
Karmani sanyasati.
Karmani sanyasyati.
Tato nirdvando bhavati.
Tato nirdvando bhavati.
Yah karma phalam tejati. One who renounces the fruit of action. Fruit of action. Okay. Karmani sannyasati. He will renounce his karma also. So he says, renounce karma and also renounce fruit of action. Then what will happen? Tato nirdvando bhavati. Then thereafter he becomes nirdvanda, goes beyond the pairs of opposite. Pair of opposite, sukh, dukh, man, apman, seet, tap. These are all pairs of opposites. So such person goes beyond maya. Such person goes beyond maya. So karma phalam tejati, karmani sannyasati, and nirdvando bhavati. These are the condition number 8, 9, and 10. 8, 9, and 10. So how is that possible? In Gita, Bhagavan has said, you can't stay without action even for a moment. Even for a moment, you can't stay without an action. So how to renounce karma and karma phal? You see, karma and karma phal are not the problem. The real problem is doership and enjoyership. Kartritva and bhoktritva. These are the two main problems. Kartritva and bhoktritva. In Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 3, 4, 5, Lord tells us how to dissolve our doership. The whole process is written there, suggested by Bhagwan, Kartitva. So we can understand with a strange story. A strange story. You know, everybody loves story. You know, the children also love story and even the adults. And this is a strange story, you know. There was a lion lying in a forest, and the lion saw one beautiful girl, and lion proposed that I want to get married to you. Propose kar diya. And this girl was frightened. He said, no, I can't give you consent. You have to go and talk to my father. She was a wise girl, you know. She didn't take decision. She said, no, you have to go to my father. The lion said, okay, I will go and talk to your father. The lion went and met her father and said, I want to get married to your daughter. And father, seeing the lion, was frightened. He was frightened. But he said, okay, I agree. But, he said, but, one condition. You have got very long nails, claws. He is not saying that you have got a claw. You have got very long nails. You have to cut your nails, you know. Because otherwise you will hurt my daughter. If the nails are there, my daughter will be hurt. So lion said, agreed. Jata hun. So he went to a beauty parlor, got his pedicure, manicure done. Aya. Again came. So the father of that girl, now you see, my nails, there are no more nails. So, now you do the kanyadan, give permission. He said, I forgot one thing, you know. There is one more thing you have to do before I offer my daughter to you. I said, what? Your teeth are very hard and very sharp. So while after marriage, again my daughter may get hurt. So what is to be done? Oh, take out all your teeth. He agreed. He was blind in love. Went to a dentist office. Auntie ji saying he went to Devangji's office. And took out all his teeth. Came back. Ho gaya. Then that girl's father took out a stick, bamboo stick, and started beating him. Started beating that loin. Now you see the doership is not there, the claw is not there. No doership. No enjoyership. No teacher there. Now that karma, it can't give anything. The loin can't do anything. Can't do anything. Same way, we also have to take out this doership and enjoyership. It is not the karma which is giving us the punishment. It is the doership and the enjoyership which creates all this problem. So this is karmani sannyasya and karma phal tyaja. So if we leave, if we renounce the doership and enjoyership, we don't have to leave action. What we have to do is the leave doership and enjoyership. Then what will happen? Nirdvando bhavati. If we drop doership and enjoyership, karma fall will come. Whether it is good or bad, doesn't matter to me. I am not a doer. Whatever fruit of action comes, theek hai, okay. So in doership, what happens? We want a particular result. In doership, we always want a particular result. But when doership is not there, whatever result comes, okay, I'm ready to accept it. So in doership, if the result comes according to my expectation, I am happy. If it is not according to my expectation, I am unhappy. But if doership is not there, whether it is according to my expectation or not expectation, doesn't matter. I am some in both cases. There is no question of happiness or unhappiness. So therefore, Naraji says he becomes nirdvanda. But now he is going to tell something more subtle in the sutra number 49 and 50.
Sutra 49. Yo vedanapi sanyasyati.
Yo vedanapi sanyasyati.
Kevalam.
Kevalam.
Avichinna anuragam labhate.
Avichinna anuragam labhate.
Sutra 50. Satarati satarati.
Satarati satarati.
Salokanstarayati.
Salokanstarayati.
So Naraji now suggests who crosses Maya? He said, condition number 11, Yo Vedanapi Sanyasyati, one who renounces Veda also. He renounces Veda also. Okay. This does not mean that we don't follow Veda. We have to follow Veda. When we have to renounce, that we'll see. First thing is that unless you have got something, you cannot renounce. In Vivek Chudamani, we have seen two type of people don't need any Veda. One is the Agyani, and another is Gyani. Agyani or Gyani. Okay. So when we want to reach that supreme truth, we take the help of Veda. So when you reach your destination, after that, what will you do? Leave the Veda. You don't need it now. Just like in earlier times when we used to travel in America from one place to another, we used to pick up the road map. Study it. Follow it. When you reach destination, what you do? Then after that, you leave it in the car only. Or if somebody else wants, okay, le lo bhai, aap le lo. No more that road map is needed. Similarly, Vedas are also a vehicle, a road map. Or when you are traveling from one place to another place, then you leave that vehicle. Suppose from here to downtown you are going in car, going to the Patel Brothers there. You leave the car there, no, in the downtown. Then you enter into the Patel Brothers. Or when you reach India, you leave the plane. Or if you are going by train somewhere, you leave the train also. You don't carry train or plane with you. After reaching destination, you don't need it. Similarly, the Vedas are also a vehicle which tells you how to reach that supreme. Once you reach there, once you reach that state, After that, Vedas are no more required. So, Jnanis don't require Veda. Ajnani also don't require Vedas. Who requires Veda? Those who want to go from the state of Ajnan, from the state of ignorance, to the state of realization, they need Vedas. They need Vedas. Okay. But how can you renounce the Vedas? Only once you reach there. So step number 12 has to come first. What is step number 12? Kevalam avichinnam anuragam labte. When you get that kevalam, kevalam is that tattva. And what is that tattva? Avichinna anuragam. Avichinnam, without any break. Anuragam means love. You will get that love. What type of love is that? Without break. Labate. So once you realize in Vedanta, once you realize, then you come to know that yourself is the self of all beings. This is realization. My own self is the self of all beings. And after that, there is a love and love toward everybody. No hatred. In Isavasya Upanishad also, it is said, na vijugupsate. There is no hatred up thereafter. Because he sees, the realized master sees only the same Atman in each and every being, not each every person, in each and every being. Therefore, he loves everybody. And that will be kevalam avichinnam anuragam. Unbroken. How do you explain unbroken? Like you pour a oil from one container to another. There is no break there. It is continuous. Similarly, this anuragam, this prem, this love is continuous. There is no break in that. So after realization, Veda become useless. Veda become useless for that person. Okay. Truly speaking, he grows out of Veda. Realized master needs Veda to teach others now. Now he needs Veda to teach others. Satarati, satarati. That person crosses Maya. Because now he has reached to the abhichinna prema. Anuragam is prema. Abhichinna. Without any break. He has reached to that state. After that, Vedas are no more required. Salokantaryati. He is the only person who helps others to cross Maya. Only he can tell the route now. Because he has traveled. He knows the obstacles, shortcomings, everything he knows. And he will tell others, guide others. Oh, you have to go this way, this way, this way. You can reach there. And such person is like Basantavat Lokitam Charanti. In Vivek Chudamani, it is said like a Basanta Vayu. Such people are moving from one place to other and guiding all the ignorant people. You should do this way. Don't do Sakam Karma. Please do Niskam Karma. Million times he will say that. In Bhagavat also, Maitri is saying, Vidur is saying to Maitri ji that you are like that master, like a, traveling on the earth for helping others. That's all. That is only one duty left for them, to guide others. So realize has gone beyond what? Doership, enjoyership. No kartitva, no bhoktitva, there is nirdvanda, not concerned with any pairs of opposites, and niryog chema. They are not worried about their yog and chema. It will come. Now the question is, what is the nature of that anurag? What is the nature of that love? What is the nature of that bhakti? Please tell me, if a person has reached that state, how could I verify, how could I find out whether I have reached to that state or not? Please tell me something about that anurag. That anurag, I want to know. Param avachin anurag. Please tell me, Naraji, something. Please tell me something about that. What is the nature of that anurag? 51.
Anirvachaniyam.
Anirvachaniyam.
Premaswarupam.
Premaswarupam. He said it is the premaswarupam. It is the nature of love. That avichinna anurag is what? It is prem swarup. Swarup means the nature. It is the nature of love. Very good. But indescribable. Indescribable. I can't describe. Who is saying? Acharya of Bhakti Naraji is saying that I cannot describe that. I cannot describe. Okay, it is anirvachaniyam. Anirvachaniyam, inexplicable. Can't be described. Can't be described. In Vedanta also we say, na, the realized master, nobody could, define that Brahma so far. Brahman defined is defiled. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, Brahman jutha ho jayega. If you can define Brahman, then Brahman will become jutha. Okay. But that Paramatma is Amrit Swarupa. Nobody can describe it, that Paramatma. Then he gives an example. Naraji gives an example. How? Mukha. Sutra 52.
Mukha Aswadhanavat.
Mukha Aswadhanavat. Like a dumb man. Like a dumb man. He experiences, you see, the dumb man has got tongue. So the tongue has got two functions, taste and speech. Since he is dumb, he can taste, but he cannot speak about it. So if you give a rasagulla to a dumb man, he will taste it. Ab usko poocho, tell me the taste of rasagulla. Taste of rasagulla, but he is dumb. He cannot express. Cannot express. And Naraji want to say that this love, this prem, you can experience, but you cannot express. When you reach to that state, you will experience it. You can do, on the realization, on reaching that point, you will experience it, but you cannot express it. Like a mook, a born dumb. He cannot describe the taste of anything. Oh, but he can say by gesture, oh yeah, this is very good, very sweet. He will dance and all. Some gestures will do, but can't say anything about that. Can't say anything. What to talk about a dumb man? Even an eloquent speaker cannot say about that. Even about a gross thing, I'm telling you. Not talking about the prem. If you give a person, an eloquent speaker, ice cream and chocolate. Ice cream and chocolate. Let him taste both. Ask him, please describe sweetness. Please describe sweetness of both. What he can describe, he can only compare. This is less sweet or more sweet, this and that. No, I want you to describe sweetness. Please tell me about that. Very difficult. I'm giving an example, very gross. Ask a person to express or define or describe your love. It is subtle. Love is subtle. Ask somebody to describe your love toward anybody. Describe. Very difficult. Very difficult. So it is like this. You can experience it, but you cannot describe. You cannot describe. Another point. In the earlier case, when I said ice cream and chocolate, they were the objects, you know. But here, this prem, this love of the Lord is very unique, very unique. Very unique in the sense, we don't have any comparison like ice cream and chocolate. Atma or Paramatma is one and only one. It cannot be compared with any other things. All other things are anatma only. All other things are anatma only. So how can you explain that? How can you describe it? How can you describe it? We cannot describe. Another thing. Because mind has dissolved there, Bhakta Bhagwan and Bhakti has become one. Mind is nowhere there. How can you describe? How can you describe? So only those who have purified mind and have the grace of the Lord, they can experience it. They can experience it. Who can experience? Those who has got purified mind and they have got the grace of Lord, they can experience. Earlier, already, Naraji has said two types of grace is required. One is the Mahat Kripa or Bhagavat Kripa. Mahat Kripa, Kripa, grace of the realized master. And another is Bhagavat Kripa, grace of the Lord is required. Here it is said purified mind. In Vedanta also we say there are only two steps for realization. Step number one, now you all know. And step number two, realization, knowledge, purification of mind and knowledge. Here also, who can experience this love? Purified mind. Purified mind. If you have got mind is purified, you can experience. Achha, where can I see such love manifesting? And who will be able to know this? Now you see, is progressing. Naraji is progressing slowly, slowly. Kahan dikhai padega? Kahan dikhai padega? Where can I see such person with such a love? In the next sutra, he says,
Sutra 53. Prakashate.
Prakashate.
Kwapi patre.
Kwapi patre.
Prakashate, signs, manifest. It's signs and manifest. That prem, signs and manifest. Kwapi patre, in some rare deserving person. In some rare deserving person. Who is that deserving person? Whose mind is purified. The deserving person. Kwapi patre. So kwapi patre has got two meanings. Meaning number one, rare individual, blessed person who is a bhakta, who got the grace of the Lord, whose mind is pure, and such persons as Prahlad, Pundarik, Narad, Vyas, Sukhdev, Ambarish, Bibhishan, Hanumanji, and in our time, Sant Gyaneshwar, Maharaj, Tukaram, Mirabai, Tulsidas, Surdas. These are our times. These are saying. And second meaning, kwapi patre, it can sign in any person, but we are not aware of it. It can sign in any person. Can sign in any person. So in purest form, we can see it in some rare individual, but can sign in any person. How? How it can sign any person? Can you sign in me? Yes. Why? Because we all have got some capital of love. Some capital of love. We love an object. We love a person. We love an being. So that love is there. That love is there. That love is there. And that love is not different from that pure love toward the Lord. It is the same love. Like in the ananda, joy, what the joy which we get from the sense objects, we have seen many times, the source is only one. And that source is my own self. It is Brahmananda. But Brahmananda, we divert Brahmananda to object and say, Rasgulla has given me joy. Joy of Rasgulla is only Brahmananda only. Because the source is one only. Similarly, this love toward a being, love toward a person, love toward a object, is the same love. It's not different. But it is diverted toward that object, person or being. It is one and same. So it is the same love which is expressing. But because of ignorance, we don't know that the love toward objects, beings and persons is the same love. We don't know that. But we are attached to words. We still want to know, no. Please tell us something, no? Please express it in words. Please express in the words. I want to know a little bit. Naraji, thoda sa koshish karo. Please tell me about that. You have already said like mukh what nobody can express. But can you, thoda sa, please give me some words, some indications, some description. You see, we all are more interested in the words. We are not interested in experiencing it. Naraji is saying and suggesting that you experience yourself. But we all are interested in words. Please give me description. Thoda sa bata do, aur thoda sa. Toh, some more words. So Naraji still tries to describe that param prem. But Naraji says that you have to come next Saturday. You know? I will describe that prem also, but you have to come on next Saturday. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.